The Democrat Conor Lamb is the apparent winner of Pennsylvania's special House election, a razor-thin victory over the Republican Rick Saccone in this very red district. Part of Lamb's appeal was that he was willing to stray from the Democratic Party line, but also his military record. And as a former Marine, he'll join a small group in Congress. Just 19% of House lawmakers are vets. It's something like that in the Senate. Compare that to the 60s and 70s, when more than 75% of both chambers of Congress were former service members. Our next guest says this is a problem. Rai Barkat is an Iraq War veteran, a former Marine captain, and co-founder of the group With Honor, a political action committee that's trying to get post-9/11 veterans of both parties elected to office. Today it announced its second round of endorsements, 4 Republicans and 5 Democrats. Rai joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
And I know you weren't involved in Conor Lamb's campaign, although a Democrat and a veteran was, a fellow former Marine, Congressman Seth Moulton from Massachusetts. He was very much involved in that election. Your reaction, though, when you saw the win?
Oh, yeah. A thrilling win for next generation veterans who are able to put principles before politics. Yeah. And, you know, I served in the Marine Corps with Seth Moulton, and I think very highly of what he's doing. And with honor.org, we're trying to create and help get elected people like Seth and Connor from both parties who take a pledge, which is to serve with integrity, civility, and courage, including the courage to work across the aisles, which is, you know, so essentially important because of the level of dysfunction and polarization in Congress.
Well, in addition to asking them to have the courage, you are requiring of them that they have action, that they actually will give back to charity contributions from sources that taint their integrity, that meet with someone from an opposing party one-on-one at least once a month, and join with colleagues on both sides of the aisle on at least one piece of major legislation every year. Is that possible? I mean, you're asking them to do something that nobody's done.
It's so essential, and it used to happen. You know, when Congress had much higher representation of veterans, 70%, now it's below 20%. Congress was also a more trusted institution, and frankly, the veterans worked across party lines in better ways. You know, when I served in the Marine Corps, I didn't know the party affiliation of most of the people that I served with. It didn't matter. You know, we were serving a mission that was larger than ourselves. We've got some really interesting research that we've done with the West Point professor of political science that actually shows that veterans historically, as a group, they functioned in a more bipartisan and cross-partisan way in Congress over the last 50 years.
Well, there are actually a lot more veterans back then, years ago, because, of course, there was a draft and more people were required to serve. Now we don't have that. Fewer veterans, but also fewer Republican veterans we're seeing. 2/3 of vet candidates this year are Democrats. How do you change that?
You know, the key factor in the decline in veterans is actually not the decline of vets in the population. If you ask post-9/11 veterans that are currently serving in Congress, it's the costs that have gone up in such absurd and astronomical ways.
You mean to run? You know,
to run, yeah. I mean, and that's both the cost of these elections, which have gone up 5x in 20 years, but also, frankly, the personal costs. You know, many of these individuals that are running, it's now a full-time job for a year just to run, to make that sacrifice. And of the candidates that we're supporting, they're post-9/11 veterans, so most of them are under the age of 45. They're not independently wealthy. They don't have access to, you know, affluent networks oftentimes, and it's an incredible barrier. So what withhonor.org is doing is we're actually lowering those barriers to entry by providing really significant support independently to campaigns and doing that early when it matters most.
So you're trying to raise money, trying to get more candidates out there. We'll link listeners to the list of the candidates that you're endorsing today. But what happens when you get a Republican and a Democrat running for the same race? They're both veterans.
Yeah, sometimes we see this. If there's a race where you have a Republican and a Democrat who meet the criteria of With Honor and are willing to sign the pledge, potentially we'll endorse both candidates in the primaries. And then if both advance through the primaries, we'll step out and say, congratulations, district. You've got a high-class problem of a principled next-generation veteran who is committed to be part of this cross-partisan coalition and get things done in Congress.
What do you say to people, though, who are worried that these are, after all, veterans of the military? There's already $700 billion being spent on defense. There are wars being waged with no end. What do you say to those who worry that this might mean more, you know, military spending and more military action?
Very important question. You know, there's really cutting edge political science from a professor that I actually used to work for as an undergraduate 15 years ago, Professor Richard Cohn, who's on our advisory board, and Professor Peter Fever at Duke and UNC. And what these professors have looked at is how veterans make national security decisions across U.S. history. And what they found is that actually veterans as a group, they have had a higher propensity to not commit force to solve national security problems immediately. They have been more restrained. Why? Because many of them have actually seen the scourge of war and the challenges of solving problems with a blunt instrument of force. And I think that's another reason why it's so very important to get people who have actually served something larger than themselves.
Ray Barkat, again, Iraq War veteran, former Marine captain, and co-founder of the group With Honor, the new political action committee trying to get post-9/11 vets of both parties into office. Rye, thank you.
Thanks so much.